Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wednesday.
Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. The C Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I have been dared to do this by my coworkers who all listen to your show, by the way.
Okay.
And I was told that if I did not do this, that they were going to do it for me.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what are we doing exactly?
Okay. Well, I have incredibly strong feelings for one of my coworkers, and I've known him for years. We are actually best friends, I guess you could say.
Okay, you sound really nervous here, so let's go over a couple of things, and these are easy questions, okay?
Okay.
Okay, first of all, where do you work?
I work for at the big building in Virginia Beach. I'm in billing and processing.
Okay, and you have a crush on one of your coworkers?
Oh, it is more than a crush. Like, I've never felt for anyone the way that I feel for him.
Okay, and
wow.
What is him's name?
It's Aaron.
Okay, and so you work with Aaron, and you have these strong feelings for him.
Yes.
How long have you had these feelings?
Well, I mean, obviously, it started out as a friendship, but we've been working side by side in the same department for over 2 years, and you know, the friendship just it turned into us joking around together, and then having lunches together, and now it's just whatever it is.
So you guys are basically like Jim and Pam, like from The Office.
Actually, no, that is exactly what one of my coworkers said. She said everybody calls us that behind our back.
Okay, so do you feel like you guys belong together?
I do.
Okay.
I really do.
Shaggy just handed me a piece of paper that says, tell her most of her department is listening right now.
I know they are. They're the ones who put me up to this.
Shaggy said that somebody who works with you texted us and asked about the nickname we gave them. Is that the Jim and Pam thing?
No. So my name is Sarah and he's Aaron. And when they need one of us, they ask for Saren.
Saren.
Oh, that's adorable. You guys have your very own couple name.
Okay, so if you guys are this couple, then what's the problem? Why aren't you really a couple?
Because he has a girlfriend named Jacqueline.
I see. So that's the problem. So Aaron is already taken.
Yeah, but you guys, this girl that he's dating is completely wrong for him. You should see this girl. She treats him like garbage. She talks bad about him when he's not around. Every time that he talks about her, it's because they're in a fight or something's gone wrong again.
Let me interrupt you. How do you know all this? How do you know she talks bad about him? Are you and this Jacqueline girl friends?
No. She came to this work dinner banquet that we had like before Christmas and proceeded to get blacked out, wasted in front of everybody. And at one point, Aaron went to the bathroom and asked me to keep an eye on her. And she just talked so much crap about him. Like, okay, for example, like Aaron plays in a band on the weekend. And she says to me, like, one of the first things, the only thing worse than having to be at this dinner is having to go and listen to his stupid band.
Oh, wow. Okay, did you tell Aaron any of this?
No, I didn't want him to be all upset. He was already dealing with enough that night.
Okay,
he was already in a bad place.
Okay, so she hates his band, obviously. Is that it?
No, I mean, he comes into work all the time asking me for advice, telling me how they got into another fight. And every time I try to help him fix his relationship with her. But what I really want to do is just like yell, break up with her, be with me instead.
Oh, man. Okay. So one more question. Why don't you think he has broken up with her? I mean, if she's so awful, why hasn't he dumped her and said, okay, Sarah, let's do this?
Honestly, like she is super skinny and has perfect hair and a really pretty face and great boobs, and I'm just like average, you know. Girls like me go to the gym religiously and hope one day we'll look like her, and know that that is never gonna happen.
No, I'm sure it's not like that at all.
Well, I mean, he's a guy. I mean, trust me, that kind of stuff, like, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here, but if I'm being realistic, a lot of guys care about that stuff. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm not going to lie to you about it either.
No, I know, and that's a really big part of the reason why I haven't told him anything.
Until today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know, you guys. I don't know if this is, like, the best way to go about this. I don't know if I should do this.
Now, hold on. You called us. We skipped everybody else for your call, so you're on the hook now. Do you have any idea what you're going to say?
I wrote some things down. I have notes. I know what I want to say.
Okay. So you put some thought into this.
But yeah, I bet this is like all I think about.
Are you willing to accept the consequences no matter what happens?
Yeah, I mean, I have to at this point.
Okay. Well, listen, when we come back, we're going to see if we start Valentine's Day off with true love here or the heartbreak of the year so far.
Oh, no.
That's a lot of pressure.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Aaron, please?
This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shag on Z104. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So listen, we have a Valentine's Day message for you, but we need your permission to put you on the air to hear it. Is that cool?
It's for me?
Yes, A.A. Ron, it's for you. So can we put you on the air?
I guess so, sure.
Okay. So, all right, we have Aaron on with us, and we have this very special Valentine's message for you from somebody you know. And whenever you're ready there, secret admirer, you go right ahead.
Aaron, it was 2 years ago that you came into my life and into my department at a time that I was seriously thinking about quitting my job. But now, when I look back, I'm so glad I didn't, because if I had quit, I never would have had you in my life. And I just can't imagine my life without you. I know you consider me to be a close friend and nothing more, but that is just not what I consider you. You are the reason that I love coming into work every day. You are the reason I started trying to improve myself as a person since I met you. I find myself doing things like buying new outfits, trying different things with my hair, and even like occasional crazy diets. And when I thought about why I was doing all these things, I guess the same answer kept coming back to me. I wonder if you'll notice. And I know that you and Jacqueline are together, and I respect that. I would never try to ruin a relationship if it made you happy. But I would just ask you to really think about it. Are you truly happy with her? And why do you think that you guys argue or break up all the time? And why is it that you keep coming to me when you feel bad? Aaron, there's something between you and me, and I don't think that it is just a good friendship. I know you hear what everyone at work says about us, and I know you probably laugh it off as a funny joke, but when I hear it, I don't laugh. I feel excited about the thought of, like,
finally telling you what I've been keeping inside of me for way too long. I know you deserve to be happy, and I know that I could do it for you. But I guess that what I'm trying to say is that although I will always be your friend, no matter what, I am also in love with you, and I'm done trying to hide it.
Okay. All right. So, that's out there now. So, Aaron, what exactly are you feeling right now?
I mean, I know it's Valentine's Day and all, but a card would have been okay.
yeah. Okay. All right. But now that you know that this is out there, like, what is your reaction?
I mean, I'm obviously. I'm very flattered. I really am. And I'm also embarrassed, to be honest.
But Aaron, is what Sarah said true about you and your girlfriend? Are you guys even happy together?
Actually, it's kind of funny that you asked me that, because we're actually not together anymore.
Oh.
What? When did this happen? Are you okay?
I'm fine. Yeah, actually it happened on Sunday.
Oh.
Is that why you haven't been in all week?
No, I actually had the flu.
So hold on a second. So your girlfriend gave you the flu and then dumped you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, when you said that you had a special Valentine, I thought maybe, like, it was, you know, Jacqueline apologizing or something, but I guess not.
All right, well, let's get back to that. That Valentine message. I know you need time to recover medically and emotionally here, Aaron, but do you ever see a scenario where you and Sarah are more than just friends?
I mean, yeah. We're pretty much like that already. Truly, the only thing that was really in the way was my girlfriend, so...
So when you get better, if, say, we were to set, you know, you guys up on a date, we paid for everything, would you go?
Absolutely.
Oh.
It's a Valentine's Day miracle! What if you get married someday and then you tell everybody, like, if it wasn't for the Z Morning Zoo, you'd still be with that mean bitch, Jacqueline.
Okay, all right. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves here. But Sarah, if we took care of the dinner and then the date, you're in, right?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Okay, and Aaron, you said you're in?
Oh, I'm in.
Okay, all right, then our job here is done. But you better give us updates on all of this, you two.
And give a shout out to everyone from your department at work who's listening right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.